to Mishnah. Mazguloi kois rishon. Alright, so the Seder begins. They pour the first kois, the purpose of which was to use to make Kiddush. Bishamay Emrim, Bishamay says, Mevorech al ha-yoyim, that the nusach of Kiddush is, first you make the bracha on the yoyim, Mekadesh, Yisrael v'azmanim, Mekadesh ha-shabos, v'achakach Mevorech al ha-yayin, and afterwards you make the Beir Pri Agafin. U'beisulul Emrim, Beisulul says, the Seder is the other way, Mevorech al ha-yayin, first you make the Beir Pri Agafin, v'achakach Mevorech al ha-yayin. So everybody agrees you make two brachas when you make Kiddush, the Leila Seder, just like you make two brachas when you make Kiddush every Yontif night or every Friday night. The machloikis is, what's the Seder? Do you first make the Beir Pri Agafin, and then afterwards you mevarech al yoyim, which is shitas beis hillel, where you first mevarech al yoyim, and afterwards you mevarech al yayin. The Gemara immediately brings a brisa that says that this machlokes b'sham beis hillel is not only true on Yontif, on Pesach, but it's true every Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, Dvar Mishum b'sham beis hillel b'suda. There's a whole series of machlokes, and it's a long Mishnah, Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Beis, but the Gemara over here brings just one halacha from that brisa, and one of the machlokes between b'sham beis hillel regarding the suda is the nusach of Kiddush Friday night. B'sham yoyim mevarech al yoyim, v'achakach mevarech al yayin. Here the Brisek elaborates why. The reason you make first the bracha on the yom and then on the yayin, two reasons. Number one, why are we making Kiddush? Why are you drinking a glass of wine? Because it's Shabbos, because it's Yontif. So the goyrim of the two brachas are the yom. As a result, that's the cause, it would reason that that's the bracha you should make first. Additionally, v'kvar kiddush hayom, v'adayin yayin lebo. The second reason is that which came first? Did the yom come first, or did the yayin come first? When does the yom start? When does the yontif start? Shkia, bein hashmashes, seisak yichavim. It starts as soon as it becomes yontif, as soon as the day changes. Whereas the chi of yayin doesn't start until after you daven, you come home, you put a glass of wine, you know, you bring the becher out, you bring out the wine. That's when the chi of yayin starts. So being that the chi of, the metzius of the yayin comes before the metzius of the yayin, these are two delicate svaras. The Beis Shammai says, that's the reason you should be mevarech al yayin, v'achak mevarech al yayin. Number one, the yayin is the cause. Number two, the yayin comes just from a sequence standpoint, it comes before the yayin. Besulaimrim, no. Mevarech al yayin, v'achakach mevarech al yayin. Why? Mipnei shehayayin goyrim lekiddush hatayomer. Because it's true that the yayin is the mechayev of Kiddush. It's true that the yayin comes before the yayin. However, it's also true that if you didn't have wine right now, you wouldn't make Kiddush. And being that you wouldn't make Kiddush had you not had wine, therefore it would make sense to make the bracha on the yayin before you make the bracha on the Kiddush. We'll get back to this in a second. Dover achar, another reason, birchas hayayim tadira, or birchas hayayim ain't a tadira. You make a bir priya goffin a lot more often than you make Kiddush. V'tada, v'shein etada, tada kaidim. We know there's a klal in kol ha-tera kula. Then if you have an opportunity to do two things, one is tada, verse one is more tada than the other, Tadr v'she'enei tadr, tadr koydim. The Brisa continues, v'hilchas akidivir b'sil, the loch is like b'sil. My davar achah, why b'sil? Only two reasons. Sok the Gemara as follows. V'chi teima, because b'sil can always say, ha'sam tarati v'achachada, b'shami gave us two reasons. One reason was the yayim is the goyrim. The second reason was that the yayim comes before the yayin. B'sil, if he would only give one reason, b'pnei sha'yayim goyrim l'kiddish, so you would think that maybe the loch is like b'shami, because he has two reasons, I only have one reason. So he said, ha'chanami tarati, no, I have a second reason as well. What's the second reason? Tadr v'she'enei tadr, tadr koydim. So a few things. First of all, the Tzlach asks a very obvious question. Beisul says that the reason you make a Beir Pri Agafin before you make Kiddush is because the Yayin is Goyrim to the Kiddush. Meaning, if you didn't have wine, you wouldn't make Kiddush. Is that true? It's not so poshut. We discussed Be'er Chava, Machlokes Rishonim, whether Kiddush Al Yayin is Deiraisa, or whether Kiddush Al Yayin is Derabbanan. So Bishloim, if you hold Kiddush Al Yayin is Deiraisa, that's true. Mid-Deiraisa, if you didn't have Yayin, you wouldn't make Kiddush. But if you hold Kiddush Al Yayin is only Derabbanan, then of course mid-Deiraisa you'd make Kiddush even without Yayin. So you're making the brach on the Yayin before the Kiddush, because if without the Yayin you don't have the Chiyuv, it's not true. Of course you have the Chiyuv without the Yayin. Tzlach says a beautiful teretz. He says, Diber Hakasa B'Lashon Hoiver. We're talking about someone who came home from shul, presumably, and he's ready to start the Seder. So if you come home from shul to start the Seder, you presumably davened when you were in shul. If you davened when you were in shul, we spoke out from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, according to the Man D'Amar that holds, Kiddush al Yayin is not the Eiraisa, your Yoytzi Yechi of Kiddush by in davening. So if you Yoytzi Yechi of Kiddush by davening, now by the time you get home from shul, you don't have a Chi of the Eiraisa anymore. So why are you making Kiddush? You know why you're making Kiddush? Because you have a Chiv de Rabbanon. What's my Chiv de Rabbanon? To be Mekadosh al Yayin. So the only reason I'm making Kiddush right now in my house is because I have a chiv derabbanon to be mekadosh al yayin. So kum dois, the yayin is the goyim the kiddush. So if kiddush al yayin is deirais, so the gemara is poshut. The yayin is goyim the kiddush. Without yayin, you have no chiv at all. And even if kiddush al yayin is only derabbanon, but we're talking about someone who already davened in shul. You davened in shul. The Magen Avraham says you yoytzi a chiv kiddush deirais. Now you only have a chiv kiddush derabbanon. Now you only have a chiv kiddush derabbanon. So again, it's the yayin that's being goyim. That's pshat in the gemara. That's what the Tzlach says. That's number one. Number two.
If you didn't have wine now.
If you didn't have wine now, you wouldn't make another kiddush.
Make
why would you make another kiddush? That's maybe to be moitzi your wife. I mean,
no, but I'm saying.
Right, but kivshuta, you wouldn't make kiddush. Exactly. So that's the Gemara svar. That's number one. Number two, the Gemara said that the yayin is goyim the kiddush. Rashi and the Rashbam both speak out that it's lav dafka yayin, rather, who hadn't passed. And as we discussed earlier in the parak, that we know someone who doesn't have yayin could always be mekadosh al hapas. Rashi, Loshin HaRashbam. It's very interesting Haggah here from Yaakov Emden, Haggah Yisayavitz. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that when Rashi and the Rashbam say, Hu Adin Lepas Lav Dafka Pas, but Hu Adin anything that's Nechol B'toy Chasuda, you could also make Kiddush on B'dieven if you don't have wine or bread. So you can make Kiddush on gefilte fish, yeah, if that's what it comes down to. He says, Matzino, we find that the Suda is referred to as Pas. Anything that's Nechol B'toy Chasuda would be considered Pas B'dieven, you'd be able to be Mekadosh. So in the Sefer Daf Al Daf, he brings from Reb Moshe Negris Moshe, that he's matmi on this Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He says it's a tremendous chiddush la'alacha. He says v'loy matzos. He says he never found this Reb Moshe talking, who had a reputation to be a masmid. So he said he never found b'shum poisig, not in a rishon, not in an achron, not in a kadmon, anyone should say such a chiddush that b'mokim that you don't have pas b'di'evet you could make kiddush on something else that's necho b'tei chasuda. He says it's poshut. It was a Talmud Torah. Whoever wrote this Haggah made a mistake, and he says it's Pashat, Rabbi Yaakov Emden never said that. He said, I'll prove it to you, because the last two words of the Haggah is V'hu Adin LaHavdol. That's what the Haggah Yisayavit says over here in the back of your Gemara. So he says, Havdol, it's Pashat that you can't make Havdol on Pas. That you can zikha only make a Nyayin, a Chamar Medina, but you definitely can't make it on Pas. So if V'hu Adin LaHavdol, it's Pashat, everybody would agree as a Tais. Obviously, whoever wrote this Haggah wasn't clear with what he was supposed to be writing, and it's a Tois. But he brings there that he says that somebody told him that he was in Eretz Yisrael, he was in some big library, and they had Rabbi Yaakov Emden's original Gemara, where he wrote his Haggah Yisayavitz on display. So he said he knew this Truvus Ramosha, so he quickly pitched up to Arvei Pesachim, and he looked over here by the Haggah Yisayavitz, and he said, Rabbi Yaakov Emden said it exactly the way it's written here in the back. However, it didn't say, V'hu Adin La'avdala. That Ramosha was right. It said, V'hu Adin L'chayla. So whoever wrote that, Taka made a mistake. Like a chayla, Rabbi Yaakov Emden was suggesting, and maybe it's even L'katchila, more L'katchila than otherwise. But the first part of it, that's Mefurish Rabbi Yaakov Emden. The Halakha Ramosha says, absolutely, you can't.
What, Avdala or
Kiddush. Kiddush. The V'hu Adin L'Avdala, that even Rabbi Yaakov Emden did it right.
I'm saying you don't have to. I'm saying, right? You can make the first one we say during davening. And the first part of Kiddush should never be an issue.
Again, the problem we always run into is that you already yoytze yuchi of Kiddush midei reis and shul. So now when you come home and you're making Kiddush again, if you're not being yoytze yuchi of Kiddush the Rabbanon, then maybe there's an issue of a bracha
l'batal.
That's what we talked about. Unless she can make her own Kiddush, right? But that's a separate story. Exactly. Okay, so the Gemara right there.
Maybe that's
the
Chayla,
because
the Chayla's not going to shul. So he's not being Yotze the Raisa before the shul already. Therefore, that's what he can be
Okay. The Chayla. Okay. The Raisa continued that the Halacha is like Besil. Right, the Gemara Pshitas. Again, you have a Machloikis here in the Mishnah, and more Baruchov in the Raisa, whether you make Kiddush Al Yoyim first and then Kiddush Al Yayin, or you Mavarach Al Yayin and then you Mavarach Al Yoyim. Raisa concluded, V'alocha kidivir b'sil. Freyti gemar pshita. Of course the halacha is like b'sil. The halacha is always like b'sil. Why? The anafik baskal. There was a baskal that said, right? We learned the gemara together in Erevin. The gemara said for 3 years, Machlik, Tamid, Meshami, Tamid, was all fought. And it was till finally the issue was resolved with a baskal. That's how the halacha is like b'sil. So the gemara says, Tutirutzim, Iba yisem akirin in baskal. Could be this Raisa was written, was said before the baskal, at which point we didn't know necessarily that the halacha is like b'sil. V'iba yisem ola achar baskal. Or you could say that the Raisa is going even Achra Baskel, for Rabbi Yeshua, the only Mashkichim Baskel. There's a sheet that's Rabbi Yeshua that holds Mashkichim Baskel, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not Muchach. The Gemara uses this a lot that according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not Muchach that the Loch is always like Besil. Right? We take for granted that the Loch is like Besil, so much so that Beshamai B'mokim Besil in a Mishnah. We don't even look at it as another opinion. We're not Beris the other day at all. That's true, but there's a Rabbi Yeshua that doesn't agree with that. Rabbi Yeshua holds Mashkichim Baskel. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, Mashkichim Baskel, that's why you would need a Braisa to tell me that the Halachas like Besil. So just one thing that we've spoken at in the past that it's geshmak to speak out. Whenever we talk about Bishamim Besil, you see from this Gemara that the Machlokes Bishamim Besil was resolved with a Baskal, right? what's the reason it needed to be resolved with the maskal? Obviously, the process was very intense. It was very serious. And in order to resolve it, it literally needed to be resolved with a maskal. There was a message sent from Shemayim that that's the way the psak halacha is going to have to be. And in fact, Tosfos speaks out over here already that although the halacha was like Beisil, the Talmidim of Shammai were really mechadet itveh. They were sharper than the Talmidim of Hillel. There's a Gemara Yevamos that talks about with the Talmidim of Shammai met with the Talmidim of Hillel, and the Talmidim of Shammai wiped the floors with the Talmidim of Hillel. Then there was one particular Talmud and he met with the Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lazar Azariah, and he told him afterwards, "You're Rabbi Akiva that I've heard so many great things about." He like literally wiped the floors with him. And that's clear that the Talmidim of Shammai were mechadet itveh, the Talmidim of Hillel were the Rav, and the point is the halacha was resolved that that the halacha is like Beisil. But there's a few interesting things. Number one, we find that this Machabis and Meshavim Yisrael got to the point where there was actually bloodshed. Right? We learned the Masech de Shabbos by the Yud Ches Dvarim. The Gemara says that there were 18 Takonas Chachamim that were enacted in the attic of Hananya. And the way it worked was is that there were certain Takonas that the Talmidim of Shammai were trying to put into place. The problem was that you know every time they would sit down to debate the issue, there was always a Machalikis. Finally, they decided they're going to take a vote. So they all went up to visit a chayla, whose name was Hananya ben Aliyah, and Hananya ben, I think Shneishtanovim, but whatever it was. So they went up to him, Hananya ben Goren. They went to visit him, and they said, let's vote on these 18 issues. And what happened was, so once they heard there was going to be a vote, so Talmidim of Hillel, Talmidim of Shammai, everybody tried, you know, getting into the attics. Like this, everyone wanted to represent the majority, right? This was, they should get the vote in their favor. What happened was the Talmidim of Shammai was stronger apparently, and they weren't allowing the Talmidim of Hillel to enter the attic. In fact, it says they were throwing spears down from on top for everyone that tried coming close. The Gemara says, there were people that were killed, and the Yerushalmi says that there's a well-known Tanna, Rabbi Lazar HaMoidoy, that was killed on that day. He was killed by the Talmidim of Shammai. Wow. They killed him as he was trying to Yerushalmi, as he was trying to enter the attic. So the point is, it got pretty serious, and as a result, we needed a baskel. But just one interesting thing, there's a perek in Mesilas Yesharim, perek Chaf. I never got there, but I've seen this brought down. It's called perek Mishkal HaChasidus. Mesilas Yesharim is talking about the midah of Chasidus, and he has a perek, what he introduces as the most difficult part of being a chassid. So if you'd ask somebody, what's the most difficult part of being a chassid? Chassid is someone that goes with the Mishur Sadeh. Right? What's the most difficult part of being a chassid? So you would say, it's to do the chassidus. Not always easy to go with the Mishur Sadeh. So it's not the most difficult part. The most difficult part is to know when to be a chassid and to know when not to be a chassid. He says, when you're doing what you have to do, then there's no mocking for chishboinus. But as soon as you're going with the Mishur Sadeh, maybe not. Maybe that's not the right thing to do. He says, the most difficult thing is to know when you're being a chassid and when to the contrary. Maybe you're being a chassid. You're being a frumah, but maybe it's not true. Maybe you're missing the big picture. Maybe there's something you're missing. So he gives a few examples of people that were nichshol in the Mishkal HaChasidus. One of his examples is a well-known Mishnah, Masechtas Brachos. The Mishnah discusses, it says in the parsha of Kriya Shema, that you say Kriya Shema, B'shach B'cha Uvkumecha. So we know there was Machlokes, B'shach B'cha. How to say Kriya Shema? B'Shamai said, literally, B'shach B'cha. It means Kriya Shema at night, you say while you're lying down. Uvkumecha, Kriya Shema Shalyayim, you stand standing up. This little said no. B'shach B'cha means at the time that people sleep. Uvkumecha means at the time that people wake up. The Gemara says it was a Maisa, it's a Mishnah. Reb Tarfon said that he was once walking in a field somewhere, and he wanted to be Machma like B'Shamai, and he lied down to say Kriya Shema Shalarvis, and as he was lying there, Listim came, and they wanted to kill him, and as he was trying to get out, he almost died. So he came back, he told this to the Chacham, and they told him, Kedaya Yitzel Lachabat, something deserved to have died, She'avarta al-Divir B'Shilo, because you were over on Divir B'Shilo. It's fake the Mesilas Yesharim. You're right, maybe he shouldn't have gone Keneged B'Shilo, but Lach is like B'Shilo, but Lach is not like B'Shamai. But Reb Tarfon's Chayiv Misa, because he was over on Divir B'Shilo, he says, unbelievable. He says, the Machlokes between B'Shamai and B'Shilo was an unbelievable Machlokes, to the point that we needed a Baskel to resolve that Lach is like B'Shilo. And he says, blood was shed over the Machlokes B'Shamai and B'Shilo. He says, for somebody of the stature of Reb Tarfon to publicly go and be machmer like B'Shamai, what he was doing was he was reinvigorating Shitas B'Shamai. He was giving credibility to Shitas B'Shamai. And that was a very dangerous thing. Because the sakana, what was at stake until the machlokes B'Shamai B'Shilo was resolved, was so great that it was very, very dangerous for somebody to go back there and to reinvigorate that machlokes. In Hilchas Kriya Shema, Reb Tarfon was a machmer, Tavoy Olav Bracha. But in the big picture, he missed in Mishkal HaChasidus. He went ahead and he did something that was a mistake. That's Silas Yisharim's example of Mishkal HaChasidus. Beautiful. What's that? Such an idea. All right, Zokti Mishnah Vayta. You still get a blot and a half. Sagt mir Shabbat, der Review, the fun of Metabel Bichazeres. Alright, so we poured the first kais, we made kiddush, now we bring karpas. So they brought chazeres. Chazeres is lettuce, right? One of the minim that were used for maror. The Gemara is going to discuss about this, is going to discuss it. So they bring the first vegetable that's going to be used for karpas. Achemagila paperas apas, which was not the same as the vegetable that we're going to bring after we already wash, which is also known as the maror. Hevi'u l'fan a matzah, then they bring the matzah, the chazeres, the charoises, the shnei tafshilin, also known as the ka'ara. How many matzahs do you bring, by the way? Three matzahs, right? That's what we bring. Kohen Levi Yisrael. Why do we bring three matzahs? Mishnah Berurah says, two for lachem mishnah, and the third one is to break in half, one for the afikoman, and the other one to use for the mitzvah of the first kezayis matzah, right? You're supposed to use a piece of the broken matzah, because matzah is referred to as lachem oini, and an oini eats a broken matzah, is the first gemara we're going to have later. V'shnei tafshilim, additionally, they brought the two tafshilim. Afa b'shein chareises mitzvah, even though the chareises is not a mitzvah, still they brought it. The gemara is going to explain if it's not a mitzvah, why they bring it. Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik gave a mitzvah, was a mitzvah. Ube mikdash hayim levina lefadav gufa shel pesach. And the mikdash, there was another piece that they brought. They brought a... Reish Lakish said, Zoysen Meres, from this Mishnah you can learn that mitzvah stricha is kavana, that mitzvah is ni kavana, meaning if you don't have kavana, why are you doing a mitzvah to be the yoytze of the mitzvah? Then you're not yoytze of the mitzvah. What's the raya? Because kivan doloi be'idin chiyuv demar huda achale, be'boyer priya adama huda achale, v'dum alei mechavin lemarar, hilkach boi lemedelat bulu shemar. What he's bothered with is that why do you have to eat chazeres twice? The Mishnah's talk says, the beginning of the Seder, they brought chazeres. What's chazeres? Lettuce. It's one of the minim that are kosher lamar. You make a bayir pri adama, then later after you wash, you bring chazeres again. Why? For the mitzvah mar. So the first chazeres is for karpas, the second chazeres is for mar. The problem is that you already ate chazeres. So if the mitzvah is to eat mar b'leil ha-pesach, and mitzvahs ain't srichas kamonos, even if you didn't have in mind when you ate the karpas to be yotze the mitzvah mar, but if the yerek that you used for karpas was something that's kosher for mar, then you were inevitably yotze the mitzvah. So if you were yotze the mitzvah, then why are you bringing it again? So again, I'm a rish lakish. What's the point of the karpas? The point of the karpas is, so the Gemara's karpas is a vegetable that was eaten right at the beginning of the Seder. Why do we eat it? The Gemara is going to say in a minute. Because ordinarily the meal used to start with bread. So the first thing you do is you would wash and then you bring out the smorgasbord. Nothing was eaten before the meal. So to start a meal with a yerek as opposed to a piece of bread, the world is going on. That's the manishtana, right? That's what people are going to ask. That's the purpose. But Reish Lakish is saying that if you use the chazeres for the karpas, then why do you have to take another chazeres for the maror? You already ate the mitzvah, right? So inside, Amar Reish Lakish, Zoyse Meres, from the Mishnah you can prove that mitzvah, Srichas Kavana. Why? Being that when you ate the karpas, it wasn't really the time to eat the maror. When are you supposed to eat the maror? Later on in the Seder. In fact, you'd even make a bracha. All you made was a bayir priyadamah. So it's possible you weren't mechavin lamar. That's why you would have to, later on in the meal, eat it again to be yetzid the mitzvah's maror. Because if you're going to tell me mitzvah's kavana, why do you have to eat it again? And even if you didn't have a mind, your mind you were eating karpas, lamaisu yetzid the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, me maisu, Rishlokish want to bring a raya from this mission to Mrs. Riches Kavana. Now we know Mrs. Riches Kavana is a big machlokes amayram that's mentioned in many areas in Shas. Reish Lakish said, I have a nice Mishnah tucked away in Arvei Pesachim that seems to be mefurish Mrs. Riches Kavana. So the Gemara says, me my. Maybe I'll tell you Mrs. Ain't Riches Kavana. So you're going to ask me then, why did you eat the chazeres twice? Weren't you yotze the mitzvah ready the first time? Maybe you were. The reason you eat it twice is kihechadali havia kerlet. You know, because for the same reason you eat it once, you eat it twice. Why do you eat chazeres before the suda? So the kid should ask why this is a strange minig. So perhaps we want to really emphasize this, the fact that we're doing things differently. So therefore, we tell you to eat it a second time. But enochanami, the second time you're eating the mara is not l'shem mitzvah. You were yaitzed the mitzvah already the first time. You're eating it a second time. If you're going to tell me, okay, then why the Mishnah have to tell me a case where you ate the chazeres twice? Tell me if you ate first the kartoffel, potato, and then afterwards you ate a chazeres. Tell me the same halacha, that even though you that we want to, that kehichadu lehavia kerlatinaik, mit bishloima if mitzvahs, tzrichas kavana, so there's a separate kiddush over here, that even if you ate chazeres already, still you have to eat chazeres again, you weren't yoitza the first time, because you weren't mechamel l'shem mitzvah. But if mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, you were yoitza, and the whole purpose of eating it twice is kideshi yishalu atinoikis, so why the Mishnah tell me the kiddush dafka by chazeres? So to Gemara, there's a separate kiddush, because yesh mina shayirokis, have a mina hechadik shayirokis, would be inan trade tibuli. Maybe the only time you do it twice as if you have a different yerek. But maybe to eat chazeres twice, that is no point. Even kadesh yishalu atinoikis is no point. Kamash malan, afil chazeres, be'inan trei tivuli, gihechi de lehavi behekera litinoikis. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says, that even though it's seen from the Mishnah, Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, the Gemara's doicha, it's not right, it's not muchach, maybe the reason you're eating it twice is kadesh yishalu atinoikis. Voitan, you're learning to the braisa, achlan demai yotza. If somebody ate demai, he's yotza. Achlan beloy mischavin, if somebody eats the murder, shalevi kavana, he's yotza. Achlan lichatzayin, if you ate the half a shear at a time, yotza, ubilvad, shalay yisha bein achila lichaverta, yoyse mikde achila's pras. As long as you don't wait the shear equal between achila lichaverta, we're going to get back to that. But al kaponim, what do you see from this braisa? Yotza beloy mischavin yotza. And the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara, tiyufta derish lakish, you see mitzvah ain't zrichas kavana. So the Gemara, tanoi, he really is a machlekes tanoim. The tanoi went to the braisa, Rabbi Yosi Yomer. Afa pisha tiba bechazeres, even though you already took the karpas, mitzvah lehevia lefon of chazeres, the charoises, the shnei tafshilin. So there's a mitzvah to be the chazeres again. So you have a mefurish Rabbi Yosi that would seem to imply mitzvah srichas kavano. So the Gemara says, "Vakati mimai." What's the right? What do you see in Rabbi Yosi that you didn't see in the Mishnah? Mishnah said you bring it twice. Dilma kasava Rabbi Yosi mitzvah ain't srichas kavano. Why did be in the treiti vuli? The reason you bring it twice is ki heichet to have it tekeru tinoikis again that the kids should ask. Im came my mitzvah. No, it says mitzvah lehevi. Mitzvah sounds like you need to bring it again to be yotze to the mitzvah. So just very quickly. So we have over here a discussion in the Gemara, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, or mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, which is a big machlekes amiram in Shas. And over here you see that it's a machlekes tanoim as well. If somebody only had chazeres at the Seder, he used the chazeres for karpas. Now does he have a chiyuv to bring chazeres again to be mekayim's mitzvah of maror, or was he yoitzit already? Ah, you'll tell me he didn't have kavana to be yoitzah the mitzvah of maror when he ate the karpas. True, he didn't have kavana to be yoitzah the mitzvah, but a mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, even if he doesn't have the might be into the mitzvah, it's okay. So what's the halacha shulchan aruch? Mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah ain't srichas kavana. So just for that to speak up very quickly, mechaber is in hilchas kriya shema and simen samach. Yesh oimim, one line mechaber. Yesh oimim she'ein mitzvah srichas kavana. You don't have to have kavana to be yotze mitzvah. V'yesh oimim she'et srichas kavana latzeis, batzias yotze mitzvah, v'chein halacha. Very ambiguous. Yesh oimim ein srichas kavana, v'yesh oimim she'et srichas kavana, v'chein halacha. Kipshut Tevchein Halach is going on the second Yesh Oymen that the Mechaber says, which is Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Stating that, Rav Kivega brings from the Prima Gadim, that Prima Gadim says that when the Mechaber says Tevchein Halach, he didn't mean that that's the halacha, because if he thought that was the halacha, why would he bring 2 days? He says, rather, what he meant to say was that it's a shayla, it's a safik, and being that it's a safik, misafik, you always have to go lechumra, mitzvah srichas kavana, lemay nafkimino. Let's say someone has a safik whether he was yotze the mitzvah or not. Or better, he did the mitzvah, he didn't have kavana. So now you have a safik if you were yotze or not. So, sounds like midinah the shulchan aruch, you'd have to do the mitzvah again, the kavana. Do you make the bracha again? So, come kideg or no? Because being that it's only misafik regarding the ma'isa mitzvah, safik the raisa l'chumra, regarding the bracha, safik bracha sahakel, you wouldn't go ahead and make another bracha. What's with the minin ka'ilam, right? So it seems like from the halach and shulchan aruch, mitzvah srichas kavana is at the very least misafik mitzvah srichas kavana. So how come people, they're not makbid before they say kriya shema, to have a mind that they're being the kind of kriya shema before they put that tefillin on? Kriya shema, you don't say l'shem yichud. Tefillin, maybe you can say l'shem yichud, but certain mitzvahs, maybe, you know, people do have a mind, but b'derech klal, it's not something that people are very makbid on. Or better yet, your father asks you to do something. You have a mind before you kaim kibbut of aim. Ireni mechavin l'kayim, the mitzvahs that say the raisa of kabbut is avichav as imecha? Probably not. So what's the teretz? And the Shabru brings the Chayyadam that everybody relies on. The Chayyadam says that when do you say mitzvah srichas kavana? This machloikis, mitzvah srichas kavana, ain't srichas kavana. That was only a mitzvah where it's not muchach from the actual action that you're doing. It's not muchach that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. So it could be you're doing it for some alternative reason. Then, mitzvah srichas kavana. But if it's something that's muchach that you're doing l'shem mitzvah, somebody takes dalad minim on sukkis and he shakes it, if not for the fact that he's an Orthodox Jew and he's observing what it says in the book of Leviticus, there's absolutely no reason in the world that he would go ahead and do it. So therefore, unless some Chabatska got a hold of him and he's really Irish Catholic and he has no idea what he's doing. Right. Oh, see, have to start working out.
That is kavana, you're saying.
So, but that's akapanim. That's the teretz. Keep it over aim, by the way. It's a tough one because kav, because that's a misa sichli. Is that again kamakumos in the shtabu on all these in yonim. All right, zok tigamar vayter. My shnei tafshilin. The Mishnah said that we brought two tafshilin. What are the two tafshilin? Amar Rav Huna silka varoisa. You can use if you want beets and. Oyrez is rice. Rava have a mahader as silka v'roisa. So the Gemara says when Rava heard Rav Huna said he was mahader dafka to use silka v'roisa. Why? So he said something beautiful. Hayov enafik mi pume de Rav Huna, because Rav Huna used it as an example of what could be used. So it's mamash achsid shamais. It came out of the words of Rav Huna. That's what he's going to use. Amar Rav Ashi shmami no de Rav Huna less the chayish lehod Rav Yechon Manuri. You see from Rav Huna that he wasn't chayish for Rav Yechon Manuri. Who's Rav Yechon Manuri? The Tanya Rav Yechon Manuri. Oyrez min dogonu. Rav Yechon Manuri says. That oyres is a type of grain. We know that there are chamishas mine dogon that you make a bayim in the zaynus and you make an alamichya and that a shayach to chorus and you can be shayach to chometz, you can be yitzamatzah with. Reich Minuri had a sixth grain. What's his grain? His grain was rice. Oyres min dogonu. V'chayovin al chimutzei chorus v'odem yoytzeh bo yideche vasi bepesach. So what's the raya? If Rav Huna held like Rav Yechon HaMenuri that oyres is something that you're not allowed to make chametz haPesach, he would never tell you to use oyres as one of the tafshirim,
like
because it's very dangerous to go ahead and start cooking oyres, because very easy it can very easily become chametz. Chizkiya said, what are the two tafshilin? Afilu dog ubeya shalav, even a fish and an egg that's smeared on top of it. Rav Yosef Amar, meaning what's the chiddush? Even though it looks like one tafshil, you just took a beya and you smeared the fish with a beya, still being that it's a beya and a fish, we look at it as two minim. Rabbi Yosef said, "Tzorich shnei minei basa." No, you can't take a vegetable and oyres, and it can't be a fish and an egg. But rather, they both have to be meat. He wants meat. Echad zecha lePesach, one zecha for the carbon Pesach. The echad zecha lechagiga. What was the chagiga, by the way? What's the zecha lechagiga?
We do egg.
The chagigas yodalit. Well, we had there were two carbon chagigas that were brought. There was a carbon chagiga that was brought. If there weren't enough people that every person would be able to get a kazayis of the carbon Pesach, they would bring us. They brought a second carbon, which was a shlomim, was a sham. And it was eaten Leil Pesach at the same time that they ate the Korban Pesach. So Zecher for the Pesach, and Zecher, by the way, if Pesach fell out on, if Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, they brought the Korban Pesach was Leicha Shabbos, but they didn't bring the Chagigah, it wasn't Leicha Shabbos. This is actually a Shailin Rishonim, whether there's a Chi of Shnei Tafshilin Leil Pesach when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, because being that Bezman HaMikdash there wouldn't have been a Korban Chagigah because it would not have been Leicha Shabbos, then perhaps you don't need
Shnei Tafshilin. Anyways,
the special Ka'ara, just for the Erev Pesach Chaliyah Shabbos. Wanted to save $100 on the silver. So. It's missing one thing. Erev Pesach Chaliyah Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef, Amar Tzarech Shnei Minei Basa, Echaz Echel HaPesach, Vechaz Echel HaChagigah. Rabino Amar, Afilu Garmu B'Shul, even if you take a bone and you cook it, so the water, the roitiv, that the bone is cooking in, even that
counts, exactly.
So what's the halacha shulchan aruch? What do we do? So the mechaber says, I mean, technically you can maybe take any two tafshilin, but the mechaber says that l'kachilo, what you're supposed to do is v'shnei tafshilin, echad zeichel lepesach, echad zeichel lechagiga, v'nohagu, the minig is v'basar ubeya. The minig is to take meat and to take beya. Additionally, the mechaber says the v'basar nohagu shiyeh zroya, it should be the zroya, v'nohagu shabasa yiyeh tzli alagacholim, v'abeitzo atiyah mevushalas. What's the pshat? Again, he paskins, we want basar, like based on our Gemara, it should be the Zroya, the Mishnah Berurah says, I'll shame the Zroya Hanetuya. We want it to be Tzli. Why roasted? Because the Korban Pesach was roasted. The second Tafshil is a Beya. There's reasons for the Beya, but I'll be Kabbalah apparently. But you take the Beya. The Beya is not supposed to be roasted, but rather Dafka cooked, because the Chagiga was Nechal. Bein Tzli, Bein Mavusha, the restriction of only eating the Pesach Tzli only applied to the Pesach. It didn't apply to the Chagiga. So therefore, the second Tafshil, which is Zecha to the Chagiga, we Dafka cook to show that this one is only Zecha to the Chagiga. Mishnah Berurah just speaks out something very interesting. Being that Lekatchila, the Zroya was supposed to be roasted, you can't eat it below Pesach, because we know we're not allowed to Mishnah Mokum Shenago. We're not allowed to eat anything roasted on Pesach, because it's going to look like we're eating the carbon Pesach pachot. So being that we're not eating anything roasted on Pesach, you can't eat it. Stating that, he brings something interesting from the Chayyadam. Kosav Chayyadam, Ra Olai Hamaisa, says, I found the minigit Shezorkin Hazroya. That, you know, you put it out at the Leil Seder, it sits out there for 2 nights, and nobody, you can't eat it at the Leil Seder, it ends up going into the garbage. V'hu bizui mitzvah. That's what Chayodam says. It's a bizar mitzvah. You're using it for the mitzvah. Zeichet to the carbon pesach. It ends up in the garbage. It's a bizar mitzvah. He says you should eat it. U mitzvah. He says lo aniach biyantiv sheni ba boikul otoichat slitz atzayin lo yantiv oichonais. It's put into the cholent on the second day yantiv. It has to mean it. Has meat on it. Of course, it has meat on it. Right. That's the.
The this year, Shirley's going like to eat the second day yantiv. He's going to eat.
We all are. Zot Gemara. Pshita. Zot Gemara Vayta. Pshita. Hechot he'ikos shar yirokos. So the Mishnah was discussing, all you had was one yerek. All you had was chazeres. All you had was mara. And you're using the mara for the karpas. And you're using the mortar for the mortar. So we discuss, right, the halacha. Pshita, hechadik hasha yirokos. So if you have other yirokos, meaning you don't have mortar, so what's the halacha? Mevarech hasha yirokos. Bayer pri adama. You'd make a bayer pri adama for the karpas. V'ochel, you'd eat it. V'hadar, and then after, you wash. When it comes time to eat the mortar, mevarech halachilas mortar. You make the bracha halachilas mortar. V'ochel. And you'll eat the mara. Because the yerek that you ate at the beginning of the meal had nothing to do with mara. You couldn't be yotze. You can't be yotze mara with any vegetable. There's five types of vegetables that you can be yotze mara with. So if it was a vegetable you couldn't be yotze mara with, then there's no shayla. When is there a shayla? Hechadalek elachasa, where all you have is lettuce, which is chazeres, something that can be used for mara and for karpas. Mai. What's the shayla? Mai. When do you make the bracha of alachilas mara? First you make the bar priyadama and mevarach mikara amara bar priyadama va'achol. First you make the bar priyadama, that's the regular adama. Well, when it comes time to eat the mara and you want to be yotz in the mitzvah mara, mevarach ala achilas mara, then you be yotz, then you make an achilas mara va'achol. Maskele Rav Chizda says la'achas shemila kresa heimenu chayzu mevarach ala. That seems strange. You sat down, you started the meal, you were mole kresa, which by the way we don't have this problem because we. Careful to eat less than a gazayis. But mi'ikra din, you can eat as much mara as you want. You stuff your face with mara, and then an hour later, you're going to sit down and you're going to make an alachilas mara as if this is like something novel to you, right? It just doesn't seem right. And the way that Mepharshim explained Rav Chizda, if you hold mitzvahs, shrich eight shrichas kavana, then the kasha is not a good kasha. You were yotze in the mitzvah already. It doesn't make sense to make an alachilas mara later. And even if you hold mitzvahs eight shrichas kavana, mitzvahs shrichas kavana, very good. But, so you weren't yotze the mitzvah, but still you were molly crazy. It just doesn't seem right to go ahead and make a bracha afterwards. Elam Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda said, Meikara mevarech aleh bayir pri adama va'al achilas mara. The beginning of the meal, va'achal and you eat ula besayif achal achilas chasav le bracha. Then later, when it comes time to eat the mara, you take a napkin to make the alachilas. Besuria Avdik Rafuna, that they made the Alachilas Mara later. Rav Sheshis Breder of Yeshua Avdik Rav Chizda, he made the Alachilas Mara earlier. Vehilchas Gavasit Rav Chizda, that you would make the Alachilas Mara at the beginning of the meal if all you had was Mara. You didn't have a regular karpas. Rav Acha Breder Rava, because of this machloikis, Mahadir Asha Yerokis, Afukin Avshemi Plugda. Therefore, he said, even though in Arve Psochem is a whole blat Gemara, Mishnah, and a whole Gemara discussion using Mara for karpas, but once he came up to this machloikis, Ravuna Rav Chizda, he realized it's not so Pasha, because now there's a suffix, when exactly you're going to make the Alachilas Mara. He said, you know what, I'd rather not use Mara, I'm going to use a different min, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings, Halach and Shulchan Aruch, right, the minig is that we use karpas, which was a type of vegetable called karpas. Why do we use karpas? Because it's oisiyos, samach, perach, right, there were 600,000 yidin that were forced to work hard. The Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to use karpas, any vegetable whose bracha is bayri pri adama is kosher, without a question. However, you should try avoiding using a min that's kosher l'mara, like the Gemara says, because otherwise you're going to have to run into issues. Stating that, if you had no choice, the Gemara says, that you would make the alachilas mara at the beginning of the Seder.
What if it is karpas?
What's that?
Why did
he
eat mara again?
We don't know exactly what
it is. Kadesh
Yishalot. What do people use?
Right. If you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana, you weren't yotze the mitzvah. And if you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana, you did it. Kadesh Yishalot.
I think this is the definition.
Right. So if you made alachilas mara at the beginning, then you'll probably be yotze the mitzvah. Right. You'll probably yotze the mitzvah already.
Did you make the second bracha?
No.
What is karpas? Something else?
Okay, let's go back there. I told you I was going to knock it out. What's that? This is what Hillel said. This is not the Hillel of Kerich fame. We're going to get that Hillel in a second. But this was actually Hillel the Amora. who lived 10 generations after Hillel. This is the Hillel that made the calendar, right? So Amali Hachi Amali Hillel. This is what Hillel said. Mishmeidi Gemari said in the name of a tradition. Lo nichrach inish matza umor bahadi adadi v'necho. Right? You always thought Hillel said fakert. Right? It's funny. Loi nichrach inish. Hillel said, "Do not use kaira." Literally, I'm telling you, it's a Gemara, right? Loi nichrach inish matza umara b'hadi adad v'nechel. You shouldn't take the matza umara and roll them up together and eat it. Why? Mishum the svirle, because Hillel held. Now again, this is Hillel the Amora, not to be confused with the Hillel of Kirch. Matza bisman hazeh deiraisa. Matza bisman hazeh is deiraisa. Why not? Umara derabanan. However, mara bisman hazeh is only derabanan. Va'asi mara derabanan. So the time of the mora will be mevatel the time of the matzah, and therefore you're not going to be yotza the chiyuv of matzah. Vafilu lemanda amar. Right, just before. What's this halacha? The halacha is that if you're eating and you're eating an achilas mitzvah, right? So eating the korban pesach, eating matzah, eating something that's a chiyuv matzah. You're not allowed to put it into your mouth at the same time as something that you don't have a chiyuv to eat. Why not? Because we're concerned that while the two foods are in your mouth at the same time, the tam of the davar she'ina shel mitzvah will overwhelm the tam of the davar shel mitzvah. It will be mevatalit. And if it's mevatalit, you weren't toyeim the davar shel mitzvah, and as a result, you won't be yotze the mitzvah. So Hillel said, be very careful not to be mekayim the mitzvah of kairich. Don't eat matzah and mara together. Vizman hazeh. Why not? Because matzah is a deraisa. Mor is only a derabanan. Klapi matzah, mor is not a davar shel chiyuv. And being that it's not a davar shel chiyuv, I'm concerned that the time of the mor will be mevatel the time of the matzah. And he explained that filu lemando amar mitzvah is a mevatel zuazu. And even according to the mando, the Gemara is going to explain who that is in a minute. It's Hillel that holds mitzvahs ain mevatel zuazu. That if you put two things in your mouth at the same time, both of which you have a mitzvah to eat, then there's no svara of bittul. Still, honey, mili, that's true. Deiraisa, b'deiraisa, derabanan, derabanan. That's true if both mitzvahs are on the same level. They're both deiraisas and they're both derabanans. Avu deiraisa, b'derabanan. But if one's a deiraisa, one's a derabanan, like in this case, matzah's a deiraisa, mor's a derabanan, asi derabanan, vatle deiraisa. Then the mitzvah derabanan is going to be mevat. Being that klapi the deiraisa, mor is not a mitzvah, so the time of mor was not looked at as a mitzvah, and therefore be mevatel the time of matzah. So before we go weiter, Tosfos in Svachim Avayin Ches asks, says, I don't understand the halacha of mitzvahs mevatel zu azu. This Gemara in particular, we're worried. Hillel was worried not to eat the matzah and the mor together because the time of mor will be mevatel the time of matzah. We know that bittul is b'shishim. You need 60 times the volume of the murr in order to be mevatel the matzah. That's, you hope that's not the way you're eating, right? You're in big trouble if that's what you're putting in your mouth. That's usually not the way people eat. So you're going to have a bittul. There's no sheer bittul over here. Mitzvah's mevatel zu azu. It's a svar of bittul. Bittul's always b'shishim. So bittul's always b'shishim. Why are we concerned? So Tosfos says, v'yishloimar, that being that murr is very sharp, the merirus of the murr has a koyach to be mevatel the tam of matzah, even if it's pachas b'shishim. That's Tosfos.
When we say tam, it's six, but still has a tam of the
right, well, it's the other way around. The matzah is not being mevatel the mara. The mara is being mevatel the matzah, but even less than six, it's the same point. Less than 60 times. Zokti Gemara, man tana the shamalei mitzvah say mevatel zu azu. Right, so again, Hillel said, don't eat the matzah mara together because I'm worried that the tam mara is going to be mevatel the tam matzah. And he said, even though there's a mandama that holds the mitzvahs are not mevatel zu azu, that's the rice rabbanon rabbanon. But the rice rabbanon, that's not true. Who's that tana that holds mitzvah say mevatel zu azu? Hillel he. It's the other Hillel. Tanya, we looked at a brisa, amru olaf. Talk about coincidence. Al Hillel, they said regarding Hillel, she yekorcham bevas achas, that he would dafka be koirech. It pevas achas va'oichlo and shenemar al matzos umiroyrim yoichlo. How do you eat the matzah and the mor together? Eat the matzah and the mor and the pesach together, right? How do you eat it all together? Eat it all together. Yeah, you're being the mor is being mevatel the matzah is being mevatel the pesach everything is being mevatel everything. Must be he held that mitzvah is being mevatel zuzu. Said Hillel the Amora many years later said that even though Hillel the Tana had a minig to do that because he held mitzvah is being mevatel zuzu that doesn't apply to my chiddush. He was going bezman hamikdash where they were all deiraisas. The matzah, the mor, and the pesach were all mitzvahs deiraisas. Right, matzah mor bezman hazeh is the rabbanon, but mor bezman hamikdash was deiraisa. There was a svar of mitzvah is being mevatel zuzu. However, bezman Hazeh, where the matzah is the rice, the mara is the rabbanon, there's no svar of mitzvah mevatlis, a mitzvah say mevatlis zu azu. I'm Rabbi Yochanan.
But the only reason why he did it was because there's a specific commandment that you do it together.
Right. It's good kasha. It's a very good kasha. All right, we'll talk about that afterwards if you want. Excellent kasha. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Cholkin Olav Chaverov al Hillel, that even though Hillel used to had this minug of Koirech, his chaverim argued with him. Who were the chaverim? A brayser. The time went to the brayser. Yochli yekorchem levas achas va'ichlon. Kiderech shelol ichlon. I would think that the way to eat the matzah more in Pesach is to wrap them all up in one and eat it at the same time. Talmud loymar al matzahs umroirim yochli. Right? It says al matzahs umroirim yochlu. That's mashma. Afilu zebif neyatzmoy vezebif neyatzmoy. Where does it say al matzahs umroirim yochlu? So the truth is, it says it twice in the Torah. It says it in Parshas Boy, and it says it again in Parshas Bahaloischa. That the way to eat the Korban Pesach, and we'll get to this in a minute, was to eat it together with matzah umroirim. So it says al matzahs umroirim yochlu hu. The diuk is it should have said yochelu. Why did it say yochlu hu? It's mashma that even though the katchila perhaps you should do koirech, but b'di'evit if you didn't do koirech, you didn't have to. So Rabbi Yochanan said from this brayso you see that there are ones that argued with Hillel. Hillel said do koirech. From this price, you see, you don't have to do koirech. So the Gemara asks right away, Maskeflo Rav Ashi, Ihochi Mayafilu. It didn't say in the price you can't do koirech. It said you didn't have to do koirech. Maybe he'll also agree you don't have to do koirech. He'll just say that you're supposed to do koirech. So where do you see that Cholkim Olav Chaver Val Hillel, Elam Rav Ashi, you're right. You don't see anything from this price. So. Rather, Haitan Hochik Tani. Different. Yochol lo yotza, or he's changing the gears of this brisa. Yochol lo yotza buhu yedei chayvasa. Elam king karchem avas achas. I would have thought that you only yotza the mitzvah of you were koirech. Va'ichlon gedarech shalol eichlon. Tamad loymar al matzus umroim yechlu. Afilu zebif neyatzmoy. Vezebif neyatzmoy. Right, enachanami. So the Gemara says, hashto do leit me hilchas aloike hilva leik rabbanon. Now that we don't know what talach is the talach like hilal or is the talach like the rabbanon? So what do we do? So hilal said that you have to do koirech. Well, that's for sure the leikat. Hillel did a good way to do it. Which is very good. Let's just speak this out because the Gemara is a little bit unclear. Hillel said that you have to wrap it all up together. But the Eved, that's a shalom mishnah. But that's what you're supposed to do. Rabbi Yochanan said, I have a brisa that says that there are those that argue with him. The Gemara came out lemaisa. You don't see anything in that brisa because the brisa just said afilu that even if you ate it b'vasa, even if you ate it b'zeh chazeh, you're going to be yotza. But it didn't say anywhere in the brisa that if you do koirech, you're not yotza. So if I would ask you right now, what should you do? You say do koirech. According to Hillel, that's what you're supposed to do. And even according to the Chachamim, it sounds like maybe that's what you're supposed to do. But with the Eved, certainly you're going to be Yotza. From the Gemara's Oisfir, the Rishonim speak out, you see that even though the Gemara never found the Manda Omar that holds, not like Hillel, but there clearly was a Manda Omar that argues with Hillel. Now, who would be that Manda Omar? It would, based on the Cheshbon of the Gemara, it would be the Mandama that holds the mitzvah is mevat lezuazu. Right, we said that Hillel's halacha is predicated on a chiddush, that mitzvah is mevat lezuazu. Correct? If there's a Mandama that holds the mitzvah is mevat lezuazu, you wouldn't be able to do koirech. You wouldn't be able to eat the matzah in the Mara Pesach. Your kasha. The Torah says that's what you're supposed to do. It's good kasha. But, I mean, it's an Amira. Hillel the Amira said that even according to the Mandama, mitzvah is mevat lezuazu. Still, my halacha would be true because that's only the rice, the rabbanon, the rabbanon. Okay, no, but we have to find a mandama that holds mitzvahs mevat lezuazu, even with the rice. But clearly, there was such a mandama. And according to the mandama, you wouldn't be able to do koirech. So, in essence, there would be two shittas. Even though we never said mefurish in the suya who the two shittas are, clearly, al pi cheshbon, it comes out there are two shittas. So the Gemara says, Hash v'yit mehilchasa, like hilv, like rabbanon. Now the Gemara comes out, we don't know if the halacha is like hilv, the halacha is like rabbanon. So, what do we do? Mevarech al achilas matzah v'achil. First we do matzah, we eat it. Vada mevarech al achilas mor v'ochel. V'hader ochel matzah v'chasa v'hadi adadi b'loy brocha. Zecher l'mikdash ki Hillel. Which Hillel? The first Hillel. Zecher l'mikdash ki Hillel. That's what we do. Halacha l'maisa. What's that? Just a little bit. So Bezman Hazeh, it's a big... All right, so regarding the halachas of Koirech and Mara, there's an unbelievable achrichas in the Mishayinim and in the Torah. Different shittas. In Lomdis and Halacha, all regarding, you know, this is Bezman HaMikdash, what's the Halacha Bezman HaZeh? And do you eat the Koirech Be'ezeba? Do you make a bracha on the Koirech? But just two things that are worth speaking out. Number one, Koirech. So Rashi and the Rashbam both speak out that what was Koirech? So Rashi says, Shayokorcham Bevas Achas, Pesach, third line from the top, Pesach, Matzah, Umarah. You would take the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Marah? The Rashbam says the same thing. Korcham Bevas Achas, Pesach, Matzah, Umarah. So the Koirech was Pesach Matzah Umar. If you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel on the side, Rabbeinu Chananel says, what was the Koirech? Elim Kain, Koirecham Bevas Achas, Matzah Umar Va'Oichel. Giderech Shehillel Oichlon. That it was Matzah Umar. It wasn't Pesach Matzah Umara, but rather it was only Matzah Umara. And in fact, it's a Machloikis. It's Machloikis Rishonim. Rashi and Rashban both say Kerich was Pesach Matzah Umara. Rabbi Nochananel says it was only the Matzah Umara. In fact, right. There's no Pesach Bezman Aseh. The Rambam is in Hilchas Chometz Matzah Perikhes Halacha Vav. The Achakach is going through the Seder. The Achakach Kerich Matzah Umara. Echad, umetabo becharoises, umavorech, makes a bracha, alachilas matzah sumeroyrim va'echad. We don't have this bracha, but that's what the Rambam says. Again, what you take, you will korech matzah umar. Zok derived, omo avram zeo kehillel, that you did korech, umikomakoim ze haseder loydayek. Says, but the seder he got wrong. Unclear what exactly he means. Lachamishna says, he means to ask that he left out the Pesach. It says, v'achakach korech matzah umar. What about the Pesach? So machloikis rishonim, whether it was matzah, whether it was Pesach Matzah Umara, again, big discussion in Rishonim. That's number one. Number two, there's a very important rush over here, so you can't go weiter without speaking out the rush. The rush says that Marer, in order to be Yotzer, the mitzvah of Marer, you would have to eat a Kezayas Marer. If you eat Pachas Mikezayas Marer, you're not going to be Yotzer, the mitzvah of Marer. As I said, Dr. Rush, how do I know that? I says, I'll prove it to you. Because before you eat Marer, you see the Gemara, you had to make a Brachas HaMitzvahs. What was the Brachas HaMitzvahs that you made? Asher Kedish Shalom B'mitzvahs HaVitzivanu, Al Achilas Marer. If you're making a Bracha, whose Nusach is Al Achilas Marer, so you're referring to what you're about to do as an Achila, Ein Achila Pachas Mikizayis. So if Ein Achila Pachas Mikizayis, you could only be Yotze, your Mitzvahs Marer, if you eat a Kizayis. Reik Deshai Kizayis. You need the Nusach HaBracha as your Makar, that you can't be Yotzeh the Mitzvahs Marer if you eat less than a Kezayas. Why in the world would Mitzvahs Marer be different than any other Mitzvahs Achila or any other Isra Achila? Where the halach is that if you eat anything Pachas Mikezayas or any Dover Shal Asa Pachas Mikezayas, you're not going to be Yotzeh the Mitzvah. Now you'll tell me perhaps because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Lashon Achila of Marer, but you find many Machalas Asuras, for example, Basa V'Chalav. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Lo Yisaycha Basa V'Chalav. It says Lo Yisavashu Gedi B'Chalav Yimoy. It says it three times, and we learn from there. Once a teach me this, Bishul, Isra Achila, Isra No. And the halacha is that if somebody eats Pachas Mikazayas, a Basa V'Chalav, again, he's not over the Isra, Chatzishir, but you're not over the, you don't get Oynish for sure not. So you see that there's a halacha of Kezayas by Basa V'Chalav, even though it doesn't say Achila. So why in the world would I think that Mara should be different to the point that I need, the Rosh needs the Nusach HaBrach of Al-Achila's Mara to tell me that that's the halacha? It's Yodua, Hashem the Riskarov, that the Riskarov said to me, Yashiv, this Rosh, he said, beautiful. He says, if there's two places in the Torah where the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Marah. This is just very, very fundamental in understanding what Marah was all about. It's not a mikdash anyways. Today it's only the Rabbanah. But the Marah, the real Marah, the Marah the Raisa. The Pasuk says, regarding the halacha of Achilas Korban Pesach, Va'ochlu es habasa v'lay lazer, you should eat the Korban Pesach, Sli eish umatzois al meroirim yoich lihi. Derchluhu, right? So you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach together with matzois umarah. The Torah is describing how you ate the Korban Pesach, and the Torah says, how do you eat it? Al matzos umroirim yechlu. Again, in Parashas Baal Loischa, by Pesach Sheni. It says it again. It says, Bachodesh Hasheni Barbosa Yoyim Bein Rabbayim Yasu Oisai, Al matzos umroirim yechlu. You should eat the Korban Pesach, here referring to the Pesach Sheni, together with matzos and mar. Two places in the Torah says eat mara, and it's describing not a special mitzvah of achilas mara, but rather the way to be mekayim the mitzvah achilas korban pesach. And now you eat korban pesach, eat it together with matz, eat it together with mara. Zokti briskarov, so I say meres, that even though there was a mitzvah, I say the rice of bezman hamikdash to eat mara, it wasn't a mitzvah achilah b'fnei atzma, but rather it was a chelik, it was a sifkoton in hilchas achilas korban pesach. And now you eat the korban pesach, eat it beseba, you eat it like this, eat it like that, Dalasova. You eat the Korban Pesach together with Mara. It's the oifin of how you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach. In fact, the Briskarov said the Rabbi in Sefer HaMitzvahs mentions Matzah as a mitzvah. He mentions Achilas Pesach as a mitzvah. He doesn't bring Achilas Mara as a mitzvah. Mara is a mitzvah that saved the rest of his man HaMikdash. Why wouldn't he count it as one of the 613 mitzvahs? The Torah says the Briskarov is because it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's just a prat in the Dinei HaMitzvah of Korban Pesach, albeit a deraisa that you're brought. But being that it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, therefore, the Rambam didn't count it as a separate mitzvah. Says the Brisker Rav, it's for that reason, perhaps, that the Rosh felt that the halacha of Ein Achilo Pachas Mikazayis wouldn't apply tomorrow. When's the halacha of Ein Achilo Pachas Mikazayis? When the Torah tells you to go ahead and eat this. There's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma to eat something that's in front of you. Then the halacha is that's only nechshav achila if you eat a kazayis. But if this mar is not a mitzvah achila b'fnei atzma, but rather it's only an add-on to the mitzvah achila's Karban Pesach, then solka daita chamina, as long as you add a little bit of mar, maybe that would be enough to be mekayim your mitzvah saseh of achilas korban pesach. Kamash malon, being that you're going to make a bracha because it is a mitzvah, and the nusach bracha is al achilas mar. You're saying an achilas mar, you have to eat a kazayis. Otherwise, it sounds like a bracha levatola. But mitzad the mitzvah itself, mitzad the chiyuv achila that the Torah was mechayiv, said the Brisker Rav, being that it's no mitzvah achila b'fnei atzma on the mar, it's only a chilik of the pesach. Sol kedai techamina. Right, the Brisker Rav said that's pashit. If the pesach together with the matzah and the mar together would be pachas mekazayis, then you would have a problem. But that each individual prach and eat a kazayis, that you wouldn't know, were it not for the fact that the Nusach HaBrach is Al-Achilas Matzah. Just one thing I saw last night in the Mekroi Kodesh, we had the Gemara earlier. The Gemara brought a brisa, certain halachas regarding Mara. One of them was Achla L'Chatzoyim Yotza. If you ate half a shear Mara and then another half a shear Mara, you're Yotza, which is a Mefurish Gemara, by the way, that there's a shear. But the point is Achla L'Chatzoyim, that you're going to be Yotza. The Gemara says, as long as you don't wait, the shear equal. As long as you don't wait, the shear of Achilas Pras. Like any halach, anytime you eat a kazayis, you have to eat a kazayis within a certain shear. B'kidei achilas pras. Freik drip tzvi pesach. He said that somebody asked him that he doesn't understand. I need a braisa to tell me that there's a shear achilas pras by marah. Why would I think it's different than any other achila? Anytime you eat matzah, anytime there's a kiddush, whatever you do, always shear achila is always b'kidei achilas pras. Why would I think it's different? Tzvi pesach told him. The feed the rush, it's beautiful. The feed the rush, there's really no mitzvah achila on the marah. In fact, the only reason there's a kezayis is because of the Nusach HaBrocha. So Sol Kedai Techamino over here, maybe Achilas Pras shouldn't help. Maybe over here should have to eat a Bevazachas, right? Achilas Pras is a halacha l'moshe misinai, that it works whenever there's a din achila. But if there's no din achila, he said it the other way. Maybe, then he says maybe you can go the other way around. He's
once you have the bracha, don't you definitely need a
kezayis? He says the svar that maybe, what's that?
Once you have a bracha, don't you definitely need a kezayis?
You need a kezayis. But maybe the halacha l'moshe misinai of kezayis with the Achilas Pras was only said by dvarim that are chiyuve achila mitzadatzma. But where your whole chiyuve achila is because you're saying a nusach habrach achilas mara, but the it's not a chiyuve be'etzem, then maybe I would have thought it's different. That's what Tzvi Pesach
said. What's the type of
the chatzon? The chatzon means you didn't eat it all in one shot.
Every time you eat
like
that, you eat
the
rice matzah. Unless you
follow it. That's the Gemara. As long as you finish it all within the shir achilas.
Right. Every time you eat it.
Right, you don't even want to.
As long as there's no break. I mean, how long do you have to eat matzah?
So you have a certain...
So I can eat matzah, I can stop, look away.
Right. No, it would be. That's what the Gemara says. It's called the... What's the Gemara say? Bryce says, Achla Chatzon Yotza. The Gemara explains, which means that you have to eat it. Right.
Whenever you eat an apple.
Right. That's true.
You're still eating it.
Very anti-vegetable.
All right, talk to Gemara Vaita. Amar Rabbi Lazar, two lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Yishia. Kol sheti bulei b'mashka, tzarech netilas yedayin. Anything that you are supposed to, anything that you dip into a mashka, anytime you eat food that you're going to dip into a mashka, the halacha is before you eat it, you have to make an al netilas yedayin. Why is this being said in this context? Because Rav Lazar was implying in the name of Rav Ishia that when you sit down and you eat the karpas, you're dipping it into something. Zaltzvaser. So the halacha is before you do that, you're going to have to wash netilas yodayim. Because this is a halacha of kol shetibulei b'mashka, tzarech netilas yodayim. What's this halacha of kol shetibulei b'mashka, tzarech netilas yodayim? Right, this is urchatz. Right, you start to say the kaddish and the kiddish, karpas. That's the next halacha in the Mishnah. But the amiram stop you in your tracks and they say 1 second before you bring the karpas, you have to wash your tefillah today. Why? Because you're about to take the karpas, you're going to dip it into a mashka, a kol shdavar shetibuli b'mashka, tzarech tefillah today. What's this halacha? The reason this halacha is because we know that bimei chazal you were careful with tumah v'tayra. Stam yodayim ashniyas l'tumah. Right, that's the halacha. Stam yodayim ashniyas l'tumah, which is why before we eat bread, we wash our hands. Stam yodayim ashniyas l'tumah. Now we know a sheni l'tumah can only be metama truma, right? You can only sheni a risha makes a sheni makes a shlishi, shlishi makes a revi. Shlishi can only be truma. Revi can only be kacha. A sheni can technically only be metama truma. However, the chachamim made a takana, it was one of the yudches dvarim, that although a shandy could only be matama truma, a mashka it would be able to be matama, even if it's chulin. So if a shani l'tuma touches a mashka, any of the zayin mashkin, it would make it tame, even though the mashka was chulin. Not only would it make it tame, but there's a chiddush al gav chiddush, it would make it into a rishon l'tuma. So ordinarily, a shani makes a shlishi. And even then, it only makes a shlishi if the thing that it touched was truma. Mashka, a shani can be matama mashka. Not only is it matama the mashka, but it makes it a rishon. It goes backwards. So it becomes even more tummy than the thing itself. The main afkimina. If the mashka is a rishon latoma, now that mashka will be able to be matama of the chulin. Because although a shani can only be matama truma, but a rishon can be matama chulin. So if someone is tummy, stam your diet. Die, you come back from work, your hands are whatever, you don't even know what you're. So now you sit down to eat, you touch a mashka, that mashka becomes a rishon l'tuma. So if that mashka would touch food that's chulin, touch a piece of bread, the bread would become a sheni l'tuma. We also know there was a tachanas chachamim, even though midei rice is no isra to eat a davar tame, we had this in Erev, the rabbanim now eat something that's tame. The rabbanim it's also to eat a davar tame. Right, the truma, you can't miss a sure. But a regular chulin. You have bread that's tummy midirabani, you're not allowed to eat it. Midirais you could eat it, it's so long as truma kachem, but midirabani you wouldn't be able to eat it. Thus, we had an issue. Anytime a person sits down, you're not washing for bread, you don't want to eat bread. You want to eat, you have crackers and dip. You're going to take the crackers, you're going to dip it into the mashka. We were concerned that your hands, which are a shemi latoma, may touch the mashka. The mashka, even though it's chulin, is going to become a rishon latoma. Now, the mashka is going to touch the cracker that you dipped in. It's going to make it into a shemi latoma when you eat the cracker. You're eating a so the Chachamim said, "Kol davish if you're going to sit down and you're going to eat food, even if it's not bread, but you're going to dip it into a mashka, you have to first make it a tilos yadayim, so that your hands will be tar. If your hands were tar, you won't have a problem." So the Gemara is yad shachadam, right? Yayin dva shemen cholov. Remember getting whipped trying to memorize this. So Amr Abulas Rabashia, kol shetim. What's that? Makes it tar. Absolutely, because it's only a tumid rabbana. Right, you don't have to go to the mikveh every time you eat bread. So, I'm Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Ishiya. Kol sheti bulei b'met. Some people do. Depends what you're eating. Cold beef sandwich. Kol sheti bulei b'mashka. Sarach datilas yadayin. Amar Apopo, Shmami Nof, from the fact that Rav Yishiya said it regarding Hilchas Pesach, you see from it that high chasa when you take the karpas, sorry, or the murder. Sorry, the shakuya becharoses. You have to like really dip the whole thing into the charoses. Mishum kapa. And it must be the reason is, as we'll see tomorrow, that one of the reasons we take charoses is because we were concerned that there was some poison in it and it was just not healthy. And therefore, you have to dip the whole thing in to make sure that you're not harmed. Because if you're going to tell me that you don't have to dip the whole thing in, then why would you have to wash your hands? What's right? Holy noga. You're not going to touch it. You'll dip it in a little bit, but you'll make sure that where your fingers are will never touch the mashka. If you don't touch the mashka, the mashka is not matama the chasa. If it's not matama the chasa, you're not eating a davar tame. Someone says, no, but the maloy lemay malachal loy tzarach l'shakuyin. Maybe you don't have to dip the whole thing in. The kapa mirecha mayas. And maybe the poison gets killed just by the smell of the charoises is enough to get rid of the kapa. Again, tomorrow's daf. Elo lovingly natil sidayim. So why do you have to wash your hands? Dilma mishakle. It's only concerned that maybe you're going to go ahead and do it. So that's what the Gemara says. So just very quickly, Tosfos over here is a long Tosfos that's very important. Halacha l'maisa. Tosfos says that even though the Gemara says over here that you're supposed to wash your hands before you eat a davar shetivul b'mashka, you don't have to make an alatila sidayim. Which Tosfos says, which by the way is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because when you wash your hands before you eat bread, you do make an alatila sidayim. So why over here don't you make it? Everybody knows this halacha. You don't make an alatila sidayim. Why do you make an alatila sidayim? So Tosfos says very simple. It says because why do you wash your hands before you eat bread? The reason is because you want that when you sit down to eat your meal. There should be some haysafas kedusha. We want the person to be more kaddish before he sits down to eat. So an atilas yadayim whose purpose is to create some kedusha, that's a mitzvah, then you make a brachas mitzvah. You make an atilas yadayim. But this atilas yadayim wasn't for a mitzvah. It was only to prevent an issue. You don't want that your hands should be metama the mashka, which will be metama the food, which will cause you to eat a davar tame. So therefore, to prevent that issue, go ahead and wash your hands. Being that the whole atilah is only preventative, but it's not necessarily coming to accomplish anything, so therefore you don't make a bracha. Almost all the Rishonim argue with Tosfos, and they say you do make a bracha. It's no different than the Tilos Yadayim before you eat pas. Before you eat pas, you wash your hands, you make another Tilos Yadayim because there's a mitzvah to wash your hands. There was a takanas chachamim to wash your hands. At the end of the day, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You should make another Tilos Yadayim. What's the halacha shekhan aruch? It's in Hilchas. It's in Arachayim. This is not in Hilchas Pesach. It's in Arachayim. The Mechaber says that em oichol davar shetivuloi be'echad mishiva mashkin shesimonim yad shachatam. Yayin, vash, shemen, cholov, dam. Taldam, Velina Snagev, Tzorich Netila Beloy Bracha. Nishabura says, why not a bracha? Because it's a machloikis rishainen, whether you make a bracha or not. Taisa says you don't make a bracha, and Sufik bracha is the hakel. So even though Meikra didn't, it would sound like maybe you should make a bracha, but it's not a bracha. Then Nishabura has a whole arichas about whether you have to be chayish for this, you don't have to be chayish for this. Taisa talks about this already. Right, because Zman HaZeh, there's no issue of Tumah anymore. We're all Tumah anyways. So maybe Zman HaZeh, you don't have to worry about it. And that's why there are Makilim that... But Mishabrura, if you look Smashma, then the Ikra, then you definitely should be Chayesh. So again, you have to ask your local rabbi where this plays at. Halacha L'maisa. Chumas is not one of the seven things, by the way.
I was going to say, we never wash our hands during
the year. Talking about Karpas or
he's right. I thought Karpas, but the Gemara says not sure.
Because we already made
the man. Just made Pesach says that, by the way. Right, let's see the Gemara. We're not finished the Gemara yet. The Gemara will see what you'll have there now. Bamra Papa, Lainishi Inish Mara Becharoy says, the Gemara says you should. Bamra Papa, Lainishi Inish Mara Becharoy says, you shouldn't leave the Mara and the Charoy says too long. Dilma Agav Chalye de Tavlim of Atle Le Meroyre, because we're afraid that the sweetness of the Charoy says is going to remove the entire taste of the Mara. Ubeinan Tamara Veleka. You need some sort of Tamara. Adbere Rav Chizel Rabono Ukva Vidogash. Not Al Yoda Betibo Rishon. Not Al Yoda Betibo Shane. If somebody washed his hands for the first people, what was the first people? Again, maybe we're just talking about simple. We're talking about someone who had chazeres. If you had chazeres, you were inevitable. You had to dip it into chazeres anyways. The Mishnah is talking about someone who's using chazeres for karpas. I'm not sure. Anyways, so not the other betibo rishon, not the other betibo sheni. You wash your hands again when you eat the mara, and you dip it into the chazeres the second time. Amru rabbanu kamei rapapa habal meitmar. He was referring to the whole year. He didn't mean on Pesach. This all got that chokhe itmar. Because if he's referring to Pesach, lamalina tilosid ein trezimni hamashal eyadecha dezimna. You wash your hands. So if you wash your hands at the beginning of the Suda, why should I have to wash my hands a second time? So why is the whole year different? Simple. When you wash your hands at the beginning of the Seder, you know you're gonna eat mara later in the Seder. You know the menu on Pesach. You know the menu. No surprises. No surprise steak. The Seder, right? You know what you're getting. So if you're gonna, you know you're already gonna wash later. So therefore, there's no reason why you should have to wash a second time. The first netila should be oila for the second tibul. The whole year where you're considered a nimlach, you don't know what's coming, so maybe there'd be such a halacha. So the Gemara, Amalu Rapapa, no, Adi Rabba, Hoche Itmar, he must have said it regarding Pesach. These so good, because if he's going to tell me he meant it regarding the whole year, Lamali Treti Buli, the whole year, you don't dip twice when we do this. Abi, you're talking about Pesach, it's the time we have Treti Bulim. You're telling me halacha about Treti Bulim, B'shayim Ha'isashana, Elamai Hoche Itmar, until Zidane Trezim No Lamali. Okay, then again, Elamai here, why do you have to wash your hands twice? Hamashal Yechad Azimna, Amri, keep it away, Lameyma, Agadah Tevalelo, Bindi, you're going to say the Agada, and you're going to say Hal during the Suda, Duma Suchi Aschid, the Daitin, the Noga. Why do you wash your hands? Because you're Daim Askoni, same. That's the premise. So we're concerned that B'meshach, the Seder, again, you're going to be Masiach Das. So therefore, you would have to go ahead, you would have to wash your hands a second time. Taisa says the reason we don't wash our hands a second time is because we wash our hands before Amoitzi. The Amoitzi is, that's, you don't have that God, you don't have the holiday, you don't have a major hefsek, therefore it's not going to be an issue. This Gemara, by the way, just quickly, last thing to speak out, is I saw by Reb Tzvi Pesach on Makroi Kodesh, he brings that Bemis is a pellet to him. He says that, we know, we learned the Sugis and Abri Psachim, you have to have Kiddush from Malkam Suga. You have to have Kiddush from Malkam Suda. Leil said you also have to have Kiddush from Malkam Suda. You make Kiddush at the beginning of the meal, and when you eat the Suda,
2.5 hours.
Later. And we know, we discussed that Kiddush from Malkam Suda doesn't only mean so place, it's time as well. The Ramah says La'alter, which La'alter could mean like really right away, immediately. So the question is, how you yotze Kiddush from Malkam Suda by making Kiddush at the beginning of the Seder and not eating the meal until later? So you'll tell me that there's no Hesach Hadas? The Gemara said Mefurish, Kivin the Bayla Meimra, Gadat of Halelo, Duma Suchi Aschid Ladaite. Just like you have to wash your hands a second time because the Seder is considered a hefse, it's considered a hesach hadas. Why would this not be considered a hesach hadas? So he says that he looked around. So and why regarding Tilos Yudayim would it be different? Is the difference between Hefsek and Hesach Hadas? I'm not sure.
So he brings from the Pechucha roof.
So they shall have roof. The Pechucha, he said, had said Mahalak. I didn't understand it exactly. From the Pechucha, they shall have roof. Right, they have right, problems with the Ala Geffen also. The Ala Geffen is also a little bit of an issue because you make the Ala Geffen also, which is going on the first course also. Oh, very good. Very good. Thank you for reminding me. So he brings that if you drink the Shir, Revius, the Shabru brings, even though Reb Kivega says only with the Yevet, it's not Ala Katkhila. No, the Revius Yayin. If you drink the Revius Yayin, you can be Yotze Kiddush and Malkam Suda with the Revius Yayin. Very good.
You don't But
again, the Mishabura brings from Kidevi that it's only been the Yeah. Most Rishonim hold that it doesn't work. Yeah, they bring that.
It's considered a meal.
So that's it's definitely not a lekatchila. It's only been the Yevon. What's that?
Basically, when you drink more than Rabbis, you then began your meal.
I think it is a meal.
What?
You began your meal at that point.
Right. Remember, we discussed that if you drink Rabbis Yain, that's considered a Kiddush from Makam Suda. The wine itself could be Kiddush from Makam Suda.
What do you have to drink just to be such not a Bachar Batal? Malaluk?
But not to be Bachar Batal, you just have to taste it. To be Yotza Kiddush, you have to drink a Malay Lugmov. For it to be Kiddush from Makam Suda, you'd have to drink a Rabbis. And now you have a Rabbis.
So why don't we rely on Shabbos?
You do, but you have it. You could. Mr. Bruce said it's only with the Evan.
If it's only with the Evan, we're doing that every Pesach with the Evan?
Right. Again, that's where between Pesach was. That's his arichas. Let's just finish the Gemara. Omar Rava, Bala Matzah. Somebody swallowed the Matzah, he didn't chew it, Yatzah. Bala Mara, if he swallowed the Mara, lo Yatzah. Bala Matzah Umara, Yidei Matzah Yatzah. Yidei Mara, lo Yatzah. What's the reason? Matzah you have to eat. Swallowing is considered eating. Mara you have to taste the Meriros. You swallow, you're not going to taste the Meriros. You're not Yatzah. Korcham Besiv, if you wrapped it in the bast of a tree, Ubala, and then you swallowed it, Afidei Matzah Nama lo Yatzah. Being that the Matzah never touched your mouth, it just came, it was wrapped in a Yedit. In its wrapper, so that you're not going to be yotze at all. Amar Afsimi Barashi, Matzah lifnei kolecha ve'echad. Right, the Mishnah said they used to bring the ka'ara. So did everybody get it? Did only the balabayas get it? So Afsimi Barashi, depends who said he was sitting here. So Barashi said as follows: Matzah lifnei kolecha ve'echad, Morer lifnei kolecha ve'echad, v'charoyis lifnei kolecha ve'echad. They in oikun es hashulchan. However, they only removed the table lifnei misha imer agodim. From the one who said that agodim, Morer will explain why they did that. Rafuna amar kulu nam lifnei misha imer agodah. No, that everything, even the ka'ara, they only put in front of the person that was saying that Agada. Hilchasa Kirav Huno. They only put in front of the one that's saying that Agada. The olden days, one person would say that Agada, but you might see everybody. Lama Ikunas HaShulchan, why they remove the table? Amri Debe Rav Yanai, Kidei Sheyakiru, Tinoikis, V'yishalo. It's another one of the reasons. Abai, let's finish the Abai, Habi Yosef, Kamei the Rabba. Abai was sitting in front of Rabba. Chaza the Kamadli, Takami Kamei. He saw Rabba was his Rebbe, and they started taking the table away from him. Amagua, Dain Leko, Achilino. I said, Kamak, we didn't eat yet. I'm starving, and you're already taking away the table. But Kamaki, Takami, come on. Amalei Rabba, said Rabba, told him, puncture somebody like a manishtana. Oh, with that kasha, you manishtana. That was the whole point. The whole point was that before the meal, you take away the what's it called.